lesson five, coached drill. Here, we're going to take a passage from one of President Kennedy's speeches, campaign speeches, and go through it first, word by word, and then look at it together in connected speech, pointing out all of the changes. Here we go. Abraham Lincoln said, and again, the air can be said or sad, depending upon whether you're stressing it. In the election of 1860, that this nation cannot, again, don't do the cannot, which would normally be Boston, cannot exist, or if stressed with a drop stress, exist, half slave and half free. And half is one of those words where the president did do ah instead of ah. I don't think in the long run, and again, not long like most Boston, but long run, the world, here's one where you have vowel R for medial ER, world can exist half slave and half free. Remember to reinforce the resonance. Without the reinforcement of the resonance and the resonance and the use of this drop pitch, you are not going to get the overall sound. And weather, it moves. But because the it comes after the weather, it's going to be whether it moves. Whether it moves, the R will come back there. In the direction of slavery, whether it moves, again, whether it, the R comes back. In the direction of the communists, or whether, and the OR, just or whether it moves in the direction of freedom, will depend, in the final analysis, upon us, not upon, as would be Boston, upon us, upon our vigor. Now, O-U-R, either ah in harsh Boston or ah, upon our vigor, upon our energy. And that one will keep the R because our energy, upon our determination. And on that basis, on our commitment to build a strong country in a free world, I come to New York City on the steps of this old city hall, not hall, as would be Boston, hall, and ask, not ask, but ask your support. Or your could be yoa, if it were taking a drop stress. Yoa, or your support, rather than support. Putting it together as if it were being delivered from text. Abraham Lincoln said in the election of 1860 that this nation cannot exist half slave and half free. I don't think, in the long run, the world can exist half slave and half free. And whether it moves in the direction of slavery, whether it moves in the direction of the communists, or whether it moves in the direction of freedom, will depend, in the final analysis, upon us, upon our vigor, upon our energy, upon our determination. And on that basis, on our commitment to build a strong country in a free world, I come to New York City on the steps of this old city hall and ask your support. What if this were being done more in conversation, if it weren't a prepared text, and a little bit of the stagger step would have come in, if he were just talking to a correspondent? You know, Mr. Cronkite, Abraham Lincoln said in the election of 1860 that this nation cannot exist half slave and half free. Well, I don't think in the long run that the world can exist half slave and half free. And whether it moves in the direction of slavery, whether it moves in the direction of the communists, or whether it moves in the direction of freedom, will depend in the final analysis upon us, upon our vigor, upon our energy, upon our determination, and on that basis, on our commitment to build a world strong and free world, I come to New York City on the steps of this old city hall and ask for your support. Let's take the last few minutes to put President Lincoln's words into President Kennedy's mouth. 67 years ago, our fathers, and father is not going to be father like it would be in harsh Boston, but fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now, we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation, or any nation so conceived and so dedicated, can long endure. We are met on a great battlefield of that war. We have come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power or our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget the linguistic dialect which we used here. Go out and have at it with your Kennedy-esque speech.